You're listening to The Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
You guys hate all my tattoos, don't you?
They're all stupid.
They're not. You guys are horrible.
I love your tattoos.
Yeah, fucking Missy.
That's true.
Who's got a cock and tits.
Right.
Yeah. And I'm not just a girl.
You're a guy, too.
Guadalajara, isn't that in New York?
You know, one would think that there are sections of Guadalajara in New York, but no, it's not in New York.
Isn't that the name of their airport?
What? He actually got me thinking now, next time I have sex, I gotta clutch my fucking chest and grab a fucking, oxygen mask and shit. I should just wear a sleep apnea mask when I'm fucking.
You have my permission to come. I was wondering why I would be first. Your tits on your face. Let the sex begin.
Creepy Clinton.
Yeah, yeah. Marco's new character.
Creepy Clinton. Let me see them titties.
Oh my god!
Yes, Marco! Yes! 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 Yes!
Jersey Jerks.
The fucking Jersey Jerks.
I would love the Jersey Jerks.
So prepare to have your brains ripped.
Come on, man.
Stop when I drop these lyrics that'll make you call the cops. Don't you dare stare. You better
What?
Hey everybody, welcome to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com. Please give us a call at 856-381-4500 so you can join in on the conversation. You can also email us at jerseyjerks@riotcast.com. Make sure you find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Go to iTunes, subscribe to us. If you have an iPhone or an iPad, download the Riotcast app. And the Droid if you have... tune in if you have a Droid.
I just like the way you started.
Welcome.
You're like, hey everybody.
Come on.
Hello.
You hear that buzzing?
Yeah, it's back.
The buzzing's back. Awesome.
I don't know what that is.
Watch. The fuck is that? Is this supposed to be a fly?
Bees.
Bees.
Jesus. You brought the bugs in, miss.
I got bit like 30 times outside.
They latched onto your snatch and came in.
Shut up.
Oh, Marker's back.
Start strong.
Always start with a strong joke.
Yeah.
So what's up?
Not much. How you doing?
Doing okay. How you doing? You doing all right?
So before the show, we were having an argument. Me and Fabio got into a big argument.
Yeah, everybody hold on to your socks for this one.
About Fievel from An American Tale. I was saying that he was a Russian. Fabio is saying that he was Jewish.
Hold on to your cock when you negotiate with these desert people.
We literally were yelling, Jewish Russian, Jewish Russian, Jewish Russian.
No, really, it was like, it was more like, Jew, motherfucker!
And we came up with, we were both right. Fievel was Russian a Jew. Russian Jew.
That's right.
Fievel Moskowitz. I was unaware that
Fievel Moskowitz.
Yeah, it doesn't sound Jewish at all.
No.
I don't know what sounds Jewish.
It sounds Irish. McMoskowitz.
Why is it Jewish though? Because of the yitz?
What?
Because of the yitz?
No.
What makes it Jewish then?
He looked like a Jew.
He was a mouse.
He had a big nose.
He had a big nose, big ears. He had like those little curly cues hanging out of his stupid beret.
Shut up, I'm not Jewish.
He doesn't. What? He didn't have curly cues.
Dude, the fucking movie starts on Hanukkah.
Okay.
Lighting candles. He got that stupid hat as a gift.
He did get the hat as a gift.
Right before he lit the Jew candles up. Isn't that what they're called? What are they called?
Menorah. Right?
Is it?
Isn't it a menorah?
I don't know.
Yeah, the shit candles.
Of course, menorah. Everywhere.
The candles sit in a menorah.
Okay, maybe you're right.
Yeah. They do.
I thought it was like a candle boat. Like a gravy boat.
They look like the candles that Liberace put on his piano.
Yeah. A Liberace Jew.
Yeah.
He was Jewish.
I thought he was Italian. Liberace.
No. No.
So in all of that excitement of trying to find out if Fievel was Russian or
we
Jewish.
We fell across a wonderful website called Jew or Not a Jew.
Yeah, this is fantastic.
And it's pretty fucking amazing.
Yeah, it's very Jewy.
Yeah, it's
they
very
even
Jewish.
Go into Jesus Christ if he's a Jew or not a Jew.
I mean, isn't that a known fact?
I don't know. His
well, we know the Jews killed Christ.
Yeah.
That's how the story is.
But in the story, isn't Jesus a Jew?
I mean, Jews' nickname, the nickname for Jewish people were Christ killers. So she's like,
but Jesus was a Jew.
We don't know if Jesus was a Jew.
Was Jesus a Jew according to George or not?
He is a six. A six out of, let me see here. Let's see.
15?
Jew score is a six.
And out the Jew, of what? The Jew score
Carrie is... Ann and Abba.
Verdict. Verdict. Sadly a Jew.
Okay.
So they killed their own.
So wait, out of how many Jews is it six?
Like, sounds
is
like it a joke. How many Jews do you think this angel
is? Is it 15 Jews?
Let's see what the top score is. A 14 here that I see so far.
It doesn't rate. It doesn't say out of how many.
Maybe no. It's not out of anything. Maybe they just take certain points and add it up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like Jew Factor points.
But they should say what the highest Jew would be.
Is that a new show? Jew Factor.
Sounds like
the Jew Factor. When people like go up there and do talent stuff.
Oh, there's a 15.
Oh, there's a 15?
There's a 15.
And
there.
It doesn't have a radius, John, right?
No, no.
Who's
radius,
the 15?
John.
Mort from Family Guy?
Mel Blanc.
Really?
Yeah.
The guy that does the voice of Bugs Bunny?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Is that why Bugs Bunny's a Jew?
Verdict, Jew.
You said Bugs Bunny wasn't a Jew.
No, Mel Blanc is a Jew. Bugs Bunny's not the Jew.
Okay.
Just because he was drawn and voiced by a Jew doesn't mean he's Jewish.
But why? Didn't you say that other people were Jewish based off their...
Borderline Jew.
Okay. Bugs Bunny was not borderline.
No, apparently not. Hmm. He was non-Jewish.
I would like to understand their ranking system.
I would like to understand your system.
Why my system?
Because you said anything with a lisp is Jewish.
I did, and that was my... That's why I based my Daffy Duck.
Imagine a Sylvester fucking figuring out he's Jewish out of your system.
Did you look up Sylvester? Was he Jewish?
No, I didn't get a chance to.
Yeah,
I'm Italian.
Marco, is Sylvester...
And I'm looking pretty fly.
Is Sylvester Jewish? I feel he is. He has a lisp.
Suffering succotash.
Would it be under fictional characters?
No, he'd be under historical figures. What the fuck is wrong with
you? They don't have a cartoon section?
No.
Did we find out if Roger Rabbit was Jewish? He was, right?
All right, we're going way, way out of control. Let's close down.
Close it in.
Close the borders. All right.
Are we having a problem doing that right now? Closing the borders?
Yeah. We've always had a problem with that.
All of a sudden, now we're worried about it. Oh, Shrek. Is Shrek Jewish?
I want to know about Sylvester.
I don't fucking know about Sylvester. He's not showing up here.
Can you put it in a search engine?
Oh, my God, miss. You're killing me with the fucking Sylvester thing.
Oh, fine. Move on, then.
Not everybody with a lisp is fucking Jewish.
How do you know?
Because, remember, I can't even say his fucking name. He was Italian in high school. He had a lisp. He wasn't Jewish.
Who?
I can't say his fucking last name.
Is it someone that you know?
Yes.
How do I believe you? Just because you're saying it?
Remember?
Yeah, yeah.
Big time fucking lisp.
Yeah.
No Jew.
Yeah. Okay.
That's funny.
Are you guys looking at me?
I'm talking about a cartoon. I'm not talking about
what
a
about
person.
Jim Carrey from Cable Guy?
Jim Carrey? No.
He had a lisp.
Yeah, but he wasn't gay.
I mean, gay.
God damn it, guys. I explained myself.
What about Ric Flair?
Yeah, that's
true. Lisp.
God damn it. I explained myself.
Flair's a fictional character. So
we're ignoring the shit out of you.
So is Jim Carrey's character is a fictional character.
I explained why I said that.
This concludes our broadcast day.
I hate all of you.
Were you about to take your headphones off?
No, I'm
like
about
2 seconds from walking out.
Squish my brain.
Say with a lisp. So we call you a Jew and you leave.
Remember I said they can't make animals look Jewish.
You don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
So I said a mouse looks like a mouse, a duck looks like a duck, a
Are
cat.
Are you fucking crazy?
A cat looks like a cat.
And you fucking crazy?
That's how they make them seem Jewish is by lisping.
What?
By adding the
Who
list.
Fucking told you this?
I assumed.
You sound insane.
I assumed it.
Do you realize that?
You assumed it. So you automatically put it as fact. Because you assumed it. You're retarded.
Listen, that's why I voice what my thoughts are, so that I can learn, man.
So that we can laugh.
She's a retard.
So you can laugh. So I can learn.
Thank you.
When I was little, I didn't even know what Jewish people were. I didn't know what Jewish people were until I was in a teenager.
They didn't have Jews in Runnymede?
I thought all the Jewish people died.
No, they lived in rich neighborhoods.
In Runnymede?
I thought all the Jewish people died in the Holocaust. God damn it.
Man. Don't say another fucking word.
So then once I become a teenager, I had to put things together. So I thought, oh, I guess that's why certain cartoons have lists.
Yeah, you're right.
If that was true, right? If that was true, mm-hmm. and all the Jews died in the Holocaust, you realize it when you were a kid. When, how old were you when you thought this?
I don't know, like, until I was like 15 or 16.
Well, give her a break. She was in third grade.
Oh.
Every fucking piece of, like, entertainment you've ever watched or heard had something to do with Jewish people.
Ow.
Let's see. Jewish people run entertainment business?
I didn't know that shit.
Did you know that now?
I knew it once I got older, and I acknowledge.
You gotta understand, there was no Jews in the trailer park.
Of course not.
I get that.
So she's not?
No, the guy who collected the lot rent, he's Jewish.
Right, the guys that own the trailer park.
Yeah, remember that guy that used to knock on the door and your mommy say, hi, be quiet?
No, man.
Rent!
Mommy's gotta go to work?
Fuck all of you.
What are you saying? Her mom gave blowjobs to rent?
Hey, times are tough.
Shut up.
Kids, be quiet. Mommy's gotta pay rent.
Oh my God, you guys are evil. Evil.
Oh my goodness.
All the Jewish people died all.
I had learned later on that that was not the truth.
What were you even doing thinking about the Holocaust when you were a child? That's my question. Where were you learning about Holocaust shit?
In history.
At what age?
Like when I was 15 and 16, before that.
So 15 and 16, not before that.
No, like, I guess, like...
When they weren't teaching Holocaust shit when you were in grade school.
In, like, sixth grade.
No.
Yeah.
No, they teach now. They teach you the basics, like George Washington, Abraham Lincoln. If anything, the furthest they probably got was freeing the slaves and the anniversary of this country. Talking about Columbus and all that shit.
No.
They talked
about the Holocaust.
I don't think they talked about the Holocaust until you got into high school. They didn't talk about it until you got into high school.
No, they talked about
it. No, just like there was no technology class.
There was a fucking technology class.
Did you participate in class a lot when you were in high school?
I was good at history.
Like, did you, like, raise all these questions like you do here?
No, I was very shy.
She would have been the greatest classmate ever.
She would have been expelled.
It's like, I wonder what Missy's going to say today.
I never talked. I never asked questions. That's why I'm making up for it. I want Missy, to learn.
Missy, do you have an answer?
Gobble, gobble.
Oh, Missy. Silly.
I don't give a shit. So anyway, then I started to learn about the Holocaust, and then I started to learn on my own about it. And then I realized Jewish people were not dead because of Seinfeld and stuff like that.
Seinfeld was the shining moment where she realized that they were survivors.
Well, they talked about
there
Jewish
has to be
people.
Survivors. Look at these four Jews.
They talked about Jewish people as my first real exposure to Jewishness.
Jewishness.
Have you ever had Jewish penis?
No.
Why would I share my penis with her?
Why would I want AIDS?
The first time I even talked to a Jewish person, I thought, was once I started working at...
Do you think he was a ghost?
No, I had to, like, learn from people.
A small heart attack.
That's not from laughing. That's from food.
This can't be real. This can't be real. Wake me up, please.
But when I got a job at where I work now is when I... interacted with Jewish people.
Yeah, they own everything.
I didn't know any Jewish people.
You were in your 20s before you interacted with a Jew?
Yeah.
That you know of.
That I know of. But I'm not in the... Like, I didn't know what to look at and find and see if they were Jewish. Like
there were no telling signs.
They had no symbols except for there was writing on their wrists.
But you say names and stuff, so now it makes me think like about names. Mm. So like maybe my doctors were Jewish and I never even knew.
Yeah, I can tell you there's a very good probability that they were Jewish.
And I'm pretty sure my one dentist was because I feel yeah. his name is Jewish.
Anything with MD or DDS usually has Jewish before it.
But if there's a Z in a name, there's usually it, right? Or Nitz.
A Z or Nitz? Zitz?
No, like Schwartz. Is that Jewish?
That's Jewish.
Say that my dentist was Jewish.
Yeah.
And then it's...
You had a Jew touch your teeth.
I did. But, like, then there's ones that... There's names that are not... You can't tell what they are.
Well, because some Jewish people shorten their names.
Why?
To hide that they're Jewish.
Oh, God, don't hurt me!
Why would they do that?
Hitler was looking for him.
Hitler's dead.
No, really, seriously, they try to hide that they're Jewish.
And
some people
nowadays,
a lot of different cultures do that. Italians do it too.
Why?
Because they just did. I don't know these people.
Oh, in the past, not now.
But there's some people now that name gets passed down from generation to generation because they changed it like four generations ago, but it was really something else.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
Is it because it's too ethnic?
Yeah, partly. Like, they don't want to fucking... They want to kind of, like, blend in. It's kind of like camouflage. You know, if you walk into a place and they see your last name and it's, you know, I don't know, Wickenstein, you're probably not going to get, you know, great respect as you would if it was just, you know, Icken or something like that.
Well, if the person in the store works on commission, you'd go right to the Jew.
Good point.
Yeah.
Does it help you a lot?
No, it doesn't help her. You can see she's lost.
No, she's got this blank.
She's lost.
No, I don't know how
your headlight looks.
I couldn't tell you if you... This is why I'm judging cartoons based on lispsis. Like,
based on what?
Lipsis.
Let's write that down.
Lipsis.
What the fuck? Lipsis.
Are you fucking stroking out?
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Nipsis.
Like, if you asked me, like, famous people, if you said, lisps. If you told me to name, like, famous Jewish people, I wouldn't be able to do it. I don't
sure you
know.
Would.
Sal Rosenberg.
No, hold on a second. Seriously, pick a name. Of a famous person right now. Any famous person. Just pick a name.
Okay.
I don't know that person.
Guess it.
Oprah Winfrey?
Come okay, on, come on. Somebody's black. Not black.
Wait, you can't be Jewish and black.
You can, okay. But it's very... Okay.
It's rare?
Hebrews are very rare.
Yeah, they all hang out with Muhammad Ali.
Is he Jewish? Oh, he was Muslim.
Muslim. Just pick an actor.
Pick anything. Musician, actor, yeah. Actress.
Colin Farrell.
God damn it. She's always picking the fucking Irish-born dude.
James Franco.
Colin Farrell.
James Franco.
He's Italian.
Franco's Michael Pitt.
Okay. Is Michael Pitt Jewish, Marco?
Michael Pitt.
I don't know if you're going to find on that
website.
I don't
think you're going to find him.
He's not as relevant as...
No, pick somebody
no he's
relevant.
Not relevant.
Yeah, yeah he's not
pick
relevant.
Pick somebody that's relevant.
That's relevant?
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me? Name an actor.
Robert De Niro.
Come on.
Don't fuck yourself. Leave.
Yeah. You know
he's not Jewish.
Why can't he be Jewish? I don't know that.
A little bit.
See? I would think he's Jewish.
He's Italian.
Can't you be Italian and Jewish?
No.
You can't.
Come on.
Okay. Seriously, what the fuck, man? I'm being honest here.
Dude, if she says guy. Denzel Washington, I'm out. I'm leaving through
right,
the window.
Morgan
Edward
Freeman.
Edward Norton.
I was
Norton.
Jewish a little bit.
Edward Norton.
Let's see if he's on this
relevant.
List. He's not on this list.
Okay, you're looking at the wrong website. At this point, you got to ask Google.
Google it?
Ask Google. Is Ed Norton
Google.
Jewish?
What the fuck?
God, that buzzing is killing me. Seriously, what the fuck is that?
It's not your headphones. It's interference.
Interference.
Is he or is he me?
This, I'm not even going to read this. I'm not going to entertain this. This says, actor Edward Norton feels like he's Jewish.
What the fuck does that
Although
mean?
The screen star doesn't practice any religion. I grew up an honorary Jew. If you go to more than 10 bar mitzvahs, you get an honorary Jew certificate.
I feel nice. Like that's a joke.
I would hope so.
Pick somebody else, goddammit.
Edward Norton is not a Jew.
No.
Okay.
There's another Jewish website called Who Jew?
Steven Seagal.
Steven Seagal?
You would think with that last name. Siegel.
Siegel.
Let's see. Steven Seagal is...
Bradley Cooper.
This list needs to be updated big time.
Yeah, you can't look at all. You can't look there for all of those names.
Yeah. Nope.
Say, I can't pick a Jewish person.
No, you really can't.
I told you.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're Jew repellent,
Jew literate.
I just don't know. It's religion. It's confusing. I get confused by it because how can a religion make you different? Like,
what the fuck are you talking about?
Being Jewish is a religion, right? It's not like an ethnicity.
A what?
There's no way you have a fucking GED. There's no way.
I don't. I graduated.
No, there's no way you graduated anything.
I did.
There can't be. I have never in my entire life have ever realized until now
how
bad our school systems are failing.
You have snorted yourself stupid.
Listen, shit was a long time ago.
You're 35 years old and you're illiterate.
I'm not illiterate.
One child left behind.
If you can't say words, easy words, you can't claim that you're smart. You know that,
I know that I'm smart. I do not need your negative energy.
Missy Dum-Dum style.
No, it can't be.
Bradley Cooper.
Woody Allen.
Oh, God.
He's
dude.
Jewish.
Could you pick? He's the mascot.
I'm just helping her out. Mm-mm.
I know somebody that's Jewish. Who? Steven Spielberg.
Ding! Good job.
But I don't know any ladies. Jewish ladies.
Jewish ladies?
Mm-hmm.
Julia Louise Dreyfus?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that it?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. What the fuck's her name? Sandra Bernhardt?
She's Jewish?
Yeah. What's her name? Griffin.
Kathy?
Yeah. She's Jewish.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Almost any female comic is Jewish.
Sarah Silverman?
She's not a superhero. It's not Silverman,
like,
it's Silverman.
Yeah, but like, don't people change their names all the time in Hollywood?
Yeah.
Yeah, but they don't change it to become Jewish.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm tired of this Italian name. Go with Lipstein. Jonah Hill? Jew.
Okay.
Larry David?
Jew.
Yeah, he's who taught me about Jews.
He taught you personally?
From Seinfeld.
Michael Richards? Jew.
The...
Kramer.
Oh, really? I had no idea.
The whole cast is Jewish.
Every single one? Even
Every
George?
Every single one. George is Jewish.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Stillers. They're Jews,
oh,
right?
Oh, God, yeah. They're Jews, especially the dad.
Yeah.
They're all Jewish. Yep.
Is Putty?
Good question. What's his real name?
I don't know. What's his real name?
Shut up! I'm not Jewish!
Tim. He just told you.
God, I forgot his name.
Brian? Is his name Brian?
Fantana.
Yeah, is Paul Rudd Jewish?
I don't know. Harrison Ford's a quarter Jew. Shabby.
That's from a song, isn't it?
O.J. Simpson.
Is he Jewish? No.
Oh, yeah.
Not a Jew.
Adam Sandler's song, right?
Yes.
Paul Rudd is a 12.
So that means
he's
a Jewish.
He is a Jew. Yeah, he's Jewish.
Mm. I would never know that.
Ruddlestein. That's his last name.
Rudstein.
So Steen makes you Jewish as well.
It's a good head start. Yeah. Steen, which bears the question: was Frankenstein Jewish? I say yes. I say yes.
I think you know why look that up, Marco.
You know why I think Frankenstein was Jewish? First of all, the monster is technically not Frankenstein. Frankenstein is the scientist that created the monster. It's really Frankenstein's monster.
He's not a Jew.
The scientist?
Frankenstein himself.
Yeah, but that's okay. Well, he can't be a Jew because he's all fucking body parts of different people. But the fucking...
Yeah, Jew body parts are ashes.
The scientist that created him, he's Jewish because he stole other people's body parts. He wouldn't pay for him himself.
He was Swiss.
Was he?
Yeah.
I don't believe it.
Frankenstein?
Mm-hmm. Dr. Frankenstein.
Was Swiss?
Yeah. Swiss.
That's weird.
What's weird about it?
Why Swiss?
Because that's where they were from.
Switzerland?
No. Afghanistan.
Oh, shut up.
I don't understand. Why is that strange?
I thought it was made in America.
Who was?
Frankenstein.
No.
I didn't know he was made in Switzerland.
Didn't say made in America.
I don't know. He
needed a passport to get here. He's not from here.
I think that I did grow up with
brain damage.
With Jewish people now, though, because I had friends in middle school.
They wouldn't share.
Or Stein. Their last name was Stein.
Okay.
So you're saying that Steins are automatically Jewish.
If you say the guy's name was Frank N. Stein.
No, but their last name was Stein. Just Stein.
It was shortened.
From Steinowitz or something?
No, it could have been... Stein could have been the end of a longer name.
Like Justine Timberlake.
Justine.
He's Jewish.
There's a lot of Jewish people in entertainment, mostly. I mean, there's a lot of Jewish people in general. But in entertainment, it's like the whole entertainment industry is run by Jewish people.
By musicians are all Jewish too?
A lot of musicians are Jewish. Not all of them, but a lot are. Hmm. Quite a few, actually. More than you thought. You should look it up. Type in Jewish musicians.
Not this Yahoo.
Not on this site, though. Jew or not Jew. Jew or not Jew, that is the question.
Matashahu is definitely Jewish.
You think?
Yes.
Matashahu. Jesus Christ, what a fucking name.
I like Matashahu.
Top 30 Jewish musicians. Jewy
Jewerstein.
Cool, well, who's number one?
Fuck. Buzz.
I know, it's killing me. It's fucking killing me. It sounds like a lightsaber's in my ear.
It's taking forever to load.
Load. You all right?
What's happening?
Marco's what? Losing his shit.
You think I'm crazy because I don't know Jewish people?
No, I think you're crazy because you don't know shit.
I think you're crazy because you didn't realize there were Jewish people in the world left until you were like 15.
I didn't. I had no idea. We didn't. I don't know.
We didn't have a Jewish class.
Things didn't get... We didn't talk about stuff like that. My parents aren't racist, so it's not like they were like, that was fucking Jews. So I didn't know.
Oh, God, we got to use that one. You imagine someone just tuning in at that point.
So wait, I have a question, though, and this is dead serious.
Oh, fuck.
Okay. So bear with me, guys.
We'll try.
But, okay. Judaism? Jewishness? What is it?
Just Judaism.
Judaism. Is that...
Or Judaism, I think. I don't know.
I think it's Judaism.
Yeah, okay. Judaism.
Is that a race and a religion, or just a religion?
Religion.
It's a religion. It's not a race. Definitely a religion for sure. I don't know if it's a race. I don't think so.
How come?
Although, if you look at applications, doesn't it say Jewish?
I don't think so.
No?
No.
Doesn't?
white.
Wow, no, that would fall under.
You know what? I've applied at some really racist places.
Are you Jewish? It automatically goes to the fucking spam folder when you send it.
It's is it a spam kosher?
No. I have another question.
What? Okay.
How can a religion make your nose big?
That's it. I can't do this anymore. I'm resigning from tonight's show. My head has hurt all day. I can't do this anymore, really.
Do you know what I mean? I'm using that as an example, but for lack of better words. How can a religion...
Because if you don't pray, your fucking nose gets bigger.
But how can a religion change the way that you physically look?
It's not a
fucking for real.
Come on, man. You're not-
I'm dead.
It's not the
fucking
religion that you're... It's just... It's the...
It's what?
It's where they're... It's... I don't, how do I explain it? How do I make it simple?
Was Pinocchio Jewish?
It's...
Wasn't he Italian?
They're all from a certain spot, right?
Like Italians have big noses.
Yeah.
Italians got big noses, too, but they're not known for it as, like, Jewish people are.
Okay.
You know, stereotypical.
Okay.
But
no, I mean, they kind of are, but not as bad as
not
Jews.
Not as bad as Jewish people.
Okay.
So it's probably just the DNA. It's along the it's. Along
I feel
the
like
line.
You were going to explain it to me. Explain it to me, because I really don't know.
All right. So Jewish people, where are the Jewish people from?
Normally. Jerusalem?
Judistan.
Israel.
A far, far, far away planet.
Israel?
Yeah. Yes, for the most part, right? But having a big nose it has nothing to do with religion. It's got to do with their DNA, where they're from. So if you know, A has...
It's a stereotype that Jewish people have big noses.
Yeah, and it's not all Jewish people have big noses.
No, because a lot of them can afford nose jobs.
It's tough to explain.
It is. It's safe.
The religion does not make your nose big.
But why are they all talking?
They just happen to be all Jewish people.
Are all black people Muslim?
No.
Right.
Then how come Muslim black people and non-Muslim black people have wider noses? Is it a religion thing?
Do they?
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea.
Having motherfuckers.
Do they? I don't know.
So you've never seen a black person with a wide nose or a wider nose? Have you ever seen? Have you ever met Ryan Howard?
Yeah, the dude could snort a basketball.
It's just stereotypes.
Is he Muslim?
His sneezes break windows.
What?
No, he's not Muslim.
The snot comes out. Look out!
Seriously, I think I'm really gonna have a fucking.
But like Muslims don't have different noses.
No. Oh my god. Oh boy.
You really think that what God you pray to dictates your features?
No, that's why I'm asking you. Is
I need
Jewish
to play a different God because I need to lose weight?
Is Jewish a race
yeah,
or
stop
a religion?
Being a Buddha.
That's why I asked you guys if it was a race or a religion.
I believe it's both.
Okay,
yeah,
it's definitely a religion. I believe it's also
okay.
A race.
That's what I was asking.
What
if it Jewishness was religious and racist?
What
race?
What the fuck are you talking about?
If being Jewish was a religion or a race, if Jewish was a race or a religion.
We both know I'm going to have the surgery now. I don't even know.
So, Chris is the only one that
I guess
answers.
It's a race. It's definitely okay. Religion. I think it's a race.
No, I don't think it's a race.
Cares.
I don't think it's a race.
But it's weird that everybody's...
I could be wrong. I don't know.
Well, whatever. I mean, you figure there's an entire fucking continent of Jewish people, right?
Okay.
But they could be Israeli. They could be, I don't know, what other countries have Judaism? Whatever.
New York City.
The big monster?
So where are white Jewish people from?
Oh, man. You know what? You can't even let us get to a fucking finish one of your stupid questions, and you just add 20 more into the mix.
Cousin.
We can't get to the bottom of anything if you keep bombarding us with Jew questions. Google it. Joogle it.
I'm going to Google it.
Not now.
Joogle. How are we not fucking... How isn't...
How is no fucking government agency not broken this door down yet and completely arrested us for the shit that we've been talking about today?
I don't know.
Why? What's wrong with it? I want to learn.
Well, we're saying Jew. You should be proper and say Jewish.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Stuff like
Schindler's
that.
List was fucked up, yo. I'm serious.
Missy, seriously,
it makes
watch,
me cry.
Do
every
me a favor.
Time.
You have to make this a plan. Watch Drunk History before next week's okay. show. Okay?
Is it on YouTube?
It's on Comedy Central on demand. Do you have cable? Where do you live?
I live everywhere.
Do you have a cable access anywhere?
I do. I just am never home.
Okay. Yes, you can watch it online. Just look
more
for
time
it.
At home.
Why?
Educate yourself.
That's what I do in the winter.
What are you, a bear?
Yes.
You hibernate?
I drop knowledge in the winter.
Drop knowledge?
I drop knowledge in the winter.
Watch Drunk History. It's so up your alley.
Okay.
It's just fucked Will up I people learn? Trying to... Kind of, yeah. I mean, okay. they do... It's just they can't fucking get it out. They're so fucked up. But all it's right. it's definitely up your alley. Because you sound like you're on it right now. You're like, because
I want
you,
to learn.
What you just said sounded like something I would hear on that show. Schindler's List was fucked up, yo.
Well, I didn't mean to be racist, so I'm
you
sorry.
Weren't being racist. Nobody's okay. being racist. We're just throwing the Jew word out a lot.
I'm going to call it Jewishness.
Yeah, you do that.
I don't know. What's wrong with Jew?
Nothing's wrong with Jew. It's just like we're using the word Jew and adding, like I keep saying Jugal. You know what I'm saying? Well, I'm just saying.
It's not a big deal. Have a sense of humor about it.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not trying to start a fucking race war. Although, Missy's making me want to fucking kill all stupid people.
So what other questions do you have about Jewishness?
I mean, I feel like you can't answer any of them.
I know, okay.
She's calling us stupid.
Yeah.
Not
like,
trying to be mean.
I'm going to get Rob Sprantz on the phone.
Where are all the white Jewish people from?
Where are all the white women at?
You said there's Jewish people in Israel and stuff like that. Is that where white Jewish people are from? Where are they from? When Hitler was like, let's kill all the Jews, where did they go?
They go. They do racist motherfucker.
They turn the lights on. They scattered under the appliances.
Because in
I don't know what
movie,
you're talking about.
In the movie, they were in like Amsterdam. They were like all over the place.
Yeah, they're everywhere. Jews are everywhere.
So they don't come from any specific place. They're from all.
Everybody has an origin at some point.
Okay.
Everybody does. You do, believe it or not.
Is there Australian Jewish people?
I'm sure.
Why not?
Probably. Okay. It's a religion.
Okay.
Yeah. Why not?
I don't know. I don't know anything
see
about
kangaroos
it.
Jumping around with yarmulkes on their head.
I don't know any. I work with a guy that's Jewish.
Congratulations.
I never would have thought. But he's like full-blown Jewish.
Full-blown AIDS.
Full-blown Jewish.
What's full-blown Jewish?
Like he,
yeah, what is full-blown Jewish? Is he Orthodox Jew? Like he's got the hat with the Q's hanging down?
No. But he wears that thing.
The yarmulke.
Yeah.
Yeah, the frisbee. What do you want to call it?
A yarmulke.
She took yarmulke and monocle and added. He can wear it. He can wear it on his eye as well. That's a pretty cool yarmulke, yo.
But I could never tell that. So the nose thing is just a joke. That's not a real life thing.
Look at Howard Stern.
It's a stereotype.
It's a stereotype.
Isn't Howard Stern Italian, too?
Oh, my God.
He's Jewish as Jewish can be.
Isn't he Jewish? Are you fucking crazy?
I know he's
Robin
Jewish.
Robin, I mean Italian.
Robin is Irish.
Robin is
McQuivers.
Irish.
McQuivers.
No, she's not.
Quiver.
Bob's head's going to explode.
What about... Howard Stern screams Italian to you.
I don't know. His voice sounds Italian.
His Jufro.
His voice sounds Italian. Italian people have curly hair.
Not Jerry curly hair. I mean, he gets it done like that now, but if you saw him like when he first started radio, come on.
Now I'm confused all over again.
It doesn't matter. You said his voice sounds Italian. What the fuck? Do you...
Is there anything that you can actually say with confidence that's real and is truthful?
Jewishness is Earl is a
fail. You couldn't even make it through the sentence without failing.
Look, you're religious in the first place, okay?
You guys are confusing the fuck out of me.
It's not hard, miss.
I wish we could claim Howard Stern, but he's not ours.
Nope. Howard Stern sounds Italian. How does he sound Italian?
We are playing lesbian dial dates.
Yeah, exactly. Like, what the fuck?
See, not all Italian people sound like that.
Obviously, you dumb bitch.
If they're not speaking with an Italian accent, then you can't tell if they're Italian. You realize that, right?
Hell.
Oh, my God.
Okay, wait. No. We're on the right path. How can I not tell?
If they're not, if they don't have an Italian accent,
right.
You cannot tell if they're Italian.
Okay. Because physically they don't look Italian?
No, I'm talking about the voice. Oh. You said the voice.
Howard Stern sounds Italian is what you said.
I thought he was Italian growing up when I liked him. Like when I was real young, I thought he was Italian.
Chris has got that deer headlight looks.
I didn't know what Jewish was.
You know what I do to you? You know what I do to you? That sounds Italian either.
Robin!
I thought he was Italian.
No.
I didn't know what Jewishness was.
Without an accent, how can you put a voice to a race?
Yeah, thank you.
A voice is more like the area you're from. Everybody that sounds like they're from New Jersey or Philadelphia or New York City, they're not all Italian. They just have that East Coast accent.
Right. Everyone's got this.
I'm sure there's Italians that live in the South that sound like the fucking Southerners. You know?
Right. But what I'm saying is if you have an accent that you know is American, meaning if you're Southern,
right.
Meaning if you're from Philly, New York, even Canada, right?
Yes.
If it's not a foreign accent, foreign meaning outside of the Americas, North America, let's say that. Okay. Then how can you tell if they're Italian by how they're speaking?
Okay. Because I didn't know the difference. And my dad had his book. And his book. So I saw what he looked like and he looked Italian. So I incorporated his voice into the way that he looked. And I thought he was Italian. I know better now. But I don't. Right. I didn't know then.
Who else did you think was another culture?
Everyone that you said
by their voice. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Did you think Johnny Cash was fucking Middle Eastern?
No,
I'm just asking.
No, I don't think
so. An example.
I just most of
a boy named Sue. My daddy left home when I was 3. He didn't mean much to find me.
I used to think everyone was Italian. I used to think everyone was Italian. So if it was, if
all the Jews died and everybody became Italian, including Asians. I'd love to see an Asian Italian.
No, my God, guys. That's not what I mean. That's not what I mean. God damn it.
I think I shit myself.
That's not what I mean.
Okay, what do you mean? You think you were Italian?
No, I knew I wasn't Italian because my parents...
So you were the only non-Italian in the world?
Non-Italian, non-Jew.
No, you're not letting me say.
No, there were no Jews.
That's right, I forgot. I'm sorry.
No, like, if I couldn't figure out by looking at them what their race was, I would assume they were Italian. That's what I mean.
So that was the default.
Yeah, it was Italian. I didn't know.
Okay, so you just...
So the first time you met a black guy, you looked at him like, well, he must be Italian.
No, I knew he was black. I knew he was black. So like I knew Asians were Asians and Indians were Indians. But I...
So what happens when you came across like a freckled ginger?
Italian.
I would think they were Irish.
Ah, see? Because there are those in Italy, too.
Really? Yeah, and then later on in life, the same time that I found out about Jewishness, I didn't know that Italians could have blonde hair.
Yeah.
So that confused me, too, because some people told me that all blonde hair is in parts of Italy.
Yeah, I mean,
I didn't know that. I thought that if you had blonde hair, you were Swedish.
Well, I told you this, what, last week when I was...
Why Swedish?
Because Swedish people have blonde hair.
Okay, but they're not the only people in the world with blonde hair.
No, but this is the way that I thought, man. Like, this is the way that I thought when
I was a kid.
Your mind
is fucked.
This is not currently. This is the past.
What do you think now? I'm curious to hear now.
I can tell you about now.
Okay, tell me about now.
I don't... I think that I have a good grasp on...
Wait. No. Give me examples. You don't have to give me a thesis statement.
Of what? I don't know what you mean.
Facts.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Really, that is the question, isn't it?
Stupid woman.
Come on.
No. Okay, you see how you're saying all these things,
mm-hmm.
and you're saying that this is what you did not know?
Yes.
Okay. Tell me what you do know.
Now I feel like I can tell people's races... and ethnicities.
Right.
By looking at them.
By looking at them. Okay.
Kind of. Or okay. I can tell, like,
okay.
what their major one is.
All right, so now we have a game for next week.
We have a game.
Okay.
Mark, you want to just pull up some faces and flip the screen?
We could do that.
See if she can tell.
I have a good memory. Just say famous people, and I can tell you. Except if they're Jewish. I don't know, because I always assumed Jewish was a religion, not a race.
Okay, so what you're going to guess their race.
Yes.
It's kind of hard to do that when they're either white or black, isn't it?
I mean, yeah. But white people, there's so many different kinds of white people.
Like
Irish and German and English and Australian and French.
But you can tell by the name. You don't have to look at their faces. If their names give it away.
I can tell by the name.
You could.
She's telling you.
You could.
How?
By some of their ethnic last names, you can tell.
Most celebrities change their name, you said.
Some do. Not all of them.
Okay.
Some have changed their name. You could find a lot of people that change their name.
Like, I'll give you an example of someone that has kind of a bland name, and I couldn't be able to guess their...
Okay.
Or I will try, like, Ben Affleck, right? He doesn't have a very...
What's his name?
Ben Affleck.
Okay, I heard a T.
Yeah, I said it.
Affleck.
Right? So, in my mind, when I look at Ben Affleck, and I think, oh, what kind of... Like, what kind of ethnicity is he? I think that he's German.
He could be.
Could be.
So
that name sounds like it could be German.
But do you know what I mean? That's where I am now.
But the name sounds like it could be German.
But I don't know what the name sounds like. This name sounds like a normal name to me. Like, he had changed it. Like, it's a made-up name. It's like Carr. What the fuck is Carr? It's Irish. I'm not fucking Irish.
Your name could be German.
It's Irish.
It could be German.
It could be, but could it? Like, do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, like, you guys have all really, like, ethnic last names.
Swarthy last names.
Yeah. But some people have last names that don't really scream an ethnicity.
Yeah. It's kind of hard to tell someone's ethnicity from, like, a Smith.
Yeah.
Or a Johnson.
Black or brown.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about skin color for a second.
Like black, brown.
That's racist.
What?
But like if you look at some of like, you know, actors like Cameron Diaz.
Right. She sounds like if you went by her last name, she would be Spanish.
She actually is.
See, when you look at her, she looks Swedish.
Okay. I could see that, I guess. See? But
all blondes are Swedish.
But that doesn't. Her father's side has Spanish.
Right, but that's a confusing example. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
Of what I'm trying to figure out. Like,
there's really no pure anything now.
No, absolutely not.
But there's an origin. The name is always equated to an origin.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, and the origin is like mainly what you are, right? Like a highest percentage.
The namesake is always has like a little more bearing, I guess, than the other one.
Right, by the time you get to our era, it's tough.
Era Kennedy's Irish era.
Steve Nixon, what the fuck is that?
I don't know. Good question. Yeah. Good question.
Like,
I don't know.
That's
Nixon could be British. Maybe?
I think German again. I don't know why.
I don't know if German... man, they might have X's in their alphabet. So, Matt, you got to read... Well, you don't know this.
Wait, you just blew my mind with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's certain there's certain languages, certain cultures
that don't have
all of the alphabet we have. Like, I know for a fact that Italians don't have the letter K. Because their sounds of K are C and H or C and C. Make that sound.
Wow.
Yeah. So they're one short. than we have. And then don't even get me started with the Asian countries. I don't know what the fuck that scribble shit is. I have no idea what that means.
That's fucking cool. I didn't know that.
So I don't know if the Germans have an X in there. I don't know. Could be. I don't know.
Fuck.
But that's a good example. Nixon. I don't know what his fucking descent is.
It's like a tough one.
Did you just bat at me? Blah. she looked at me.
I was holding my breath.
A last name's not always going to give it away.
It's though. Not always going to get. Like I said, the Smith, John, it's hard to tell.
That's what I said. Like,
but if it's
Diaz
very
thing.
Ethnic looking or sounding, it kind of gives you a direction to go to.
Right, but I would think Cameron Diaz was adopted then or something.
Could be, but, you know, she's not.
Because I don't feel like she looks
like
Spanish.
I don't think Angelina Jolie, I don't think her last name's Jolie. It's Voight, actually.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Voight's German. It sounds like a command.
That sounds like it could be
like
German.
Like you would Voight! Voight!
You know Voight, 1 second. Voight, 1 second. I don't know. I don't know. Fassbender, that's German. That's the dude that plays Magneto in the X-Men First Class.
Oh.
Fassbender. It's like Farfik Nugan. Mm. McAvoy. It's Irish.
Okay.
McNabb, Irish.
See, that's weird.
Wow.
What's weird about it?
What a piece
of
shit.
He's black.
He's black Irish.
Is it? They're black Irish.
There is black Irish.
Okay. I don't know that. What? There's not black Irish?
I don't know. It could
it's
be.
It's more likely that his family ancestors were owned
by McNabbs.
By McNabbs.
They took the name. Just like a lot of African Americans with the name Johnson or Washington are descendants of the actual presidents or / slave owners. Yeah. Like that's
why
not
you're
their
so
real
weirded
name.
Out by that.
God, why you know, are
every black American that was freed in the 1860s didn't have fucking real names anymore.
But why would they use their slave owners' names though?
It's probably all they knew.
Fuck. I would rather like my last name be Apple.
In the Irish in the old Irish heritage, like I'm talking centuries and centuries, mm-hmm. okay? Their last name actually meant like the son of.
Oh.
Okay. So, like, let's say, I don't know, William Wallace. I don't know what the fuck he was, but he was the son of Wallace. Like, Wallace was the surname or whatever. Like,
oh.
They didn't have, like, they weren't, even though they were going through, like, a tough time, like, you know, they may have been slaves at some point, or they were just poor people. They didn't go by their owner's last name, whereas some African Americans, they're descendants of slaves who were owned by Johnsons or Williams or Washingtons or Smiths or whatever.
Right, we got a phone call. Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, who's this?
That's MJA.
Hey,
MJA, what's up?
Not much. What's going on with you guys?
No, what's going on with you?
I was at work. I was listening to last week's show, and then I noticed what time it was. I took a break to step outside. Are you guys live right now?
Yes.
Oh, I only hear one of you.
It's only one of us talking.
Well,
huh?
Huh? Huh? Can you hear us all right or no?
Huh? Wait, no. That answers that. That's why. It's not me. It's you guys.
What? Okay.
Gotcha.
Yeah, we're live.
Oh, very cool. What are you guys talking about?
We're actually talking about
Jews.
Yeah, we're talking. Missy has a problem with identifying Jewish people and also last names.
Mm-hmm. Yep, last names, Jewish people.
Yeah.
Isn't it all the Steins and the Bergs and the?
See, he knows. It's common
and
knowledge.
Steins, Kleins. Brains and trains.
Well, they own all the trains now. I know that. No, guess what, MJ? She thought up until like 15, 16 years old that all the Jews died in the Holocaust. Like all of them. There were none left.
Hold on. Your sound quality sucks. I can barely hear you.
I don't tell you. It was good.
To you say.
Hello.
Maybe you should. No, I can hear you. It's just when you talk it, you're so loud that your voice almost scrambles.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. So up until 15, 16 years old, Missy thought that all of the Jewish people of history were obliterated in the Holocaust. Like there were no Jews anymore.
Okay.
That's fucking crazy, right?
Yeah, it makes no sense.
We're talking about Missy here.
We're just trying to get some reassurance.
Didn't they all run away to Hollywood? That's where the rest of them are gone, right?
But they died.
No, they didn't. I'm sorry.
Well, I fucking know that, and I knew that when I was 15 years old. I knew that then. I knew that, but I didn't have knowledge of racism or whatever it was and all that other shit.
Racism.
I didn't know. I didn't know any Jewish people.
Oh. I know, like, two Jewish people, and one of them happened to be a bit diabetic, too, so it was, like, two for one.
Wait a minute.
And she wasn't, like, one of those people that had to drink a juice box. She, like, had a pump that she carried around all the time. It was pretty cool. I was like, whoa, can I touch your pump?
Wait, don't you live in Rhode Island?
Say it again? Yeah, Rhode Island, yes.
Yeah, I didn't think there were many Jews in Rhode Island.
We're close to Connecticut, so they're adjacent to New York. So, okay. Of course, there's got to be a lot of Jews somewhere. there's always a pocket of them somewhere.
Are you outside right now?
I am outside.
Do you think you can spot the Jew as they walk by?
Yeah, somebody just pulled up in a Volvo. I see one right now. No, ma'am, not you, ma'am. The other one behind you. Anyways. Well, no, listen, I wanted to call you guys because you guys were talking about masturbation last week, right?
Yes.
And, Bob, you brought up this point where you were saying the first time you masturbated, you thought you hurt yourself?
I thought I broke something.
Yeah, no, that happened to me when I was the same age as well. And last night I was at a party with these, like, middle-aged women, and one of them was talking about her 12-year-old being a certain way.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, no. And she's like, how did you know you were? And it went into the subject of that, and then she started talking about masturbation. And I was like, no, I thought I hurt myself. And luckily, I had older brothers. And I was like, hey, man, I found this tape, and I did what the guy did, and this happened, and am I okay? And my brother just laughed and was like, yeah, dude, it's fine. Don't go through my stuff without asking next time. If you have any questions, just let me know.
Yeah, I really did.
I thought I was alone in that regard as far as hurting myself.
Yeah, you really thought you messed up your plumbing. I mean, that's exactly what I thought. I thought I messed up my plumbing. Like, I thought something was broken. It's leaking. Yeah. I got a leaky pipe. You know, I don't know what to do. And I couldn't say anything to my fucking parents. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I was too scared too. And then afterwards I was like, well, let me try that again to see what happens after.
Yeah, that's
and then all of a sudden I was like, whoa, that was that's what happened. And I did it like 10 times in a row. And then the next day I was like, after like my spelling bee, I went to the urinal and I was like, oh my God, my penis, it's like, where is it?
Well, don't need a squirt gun anymore.
No, it was more like a bullfrog or something. It was weird looking.
Bullfrog.
I couldn't tell what it was. I was just like, ah!
You beat it to a pulp, that's why.
Yeah, it's a big ball of
big ball of shame, that's what it was.
I never told anybody either. I was just like, that's normal.
Yeah, man, it was pretty fucking scary. I was very out of my element when that happened. I was like, oh my God, now I'm going to have to tell my parents. I'm going to take me to the doctor. I got to show my schmeckle to the doctor. You know, it's just like, what the fuck?
Well, luckily, like I said, I had older brothers, so I told them what happened.
Right.
And they all were like, you know, making jokes at the dinner table. And I'm just like, shut up, you don't know what happened. They're like, yeah, we know what happened. and we come from a really Italian family, so I asked my brother, I was like, do all black girls go to those type of movies? And he was like, shut up. And my brother was just like, because he only had black girl porn.
Uh-huh.
And I was just like, oh, black girls, that's what they do for a living. And my other brother would be like, I knew you like black girls. And he's like, no, I don't. And I'm like, yeah, you have all these videos with all these black girls. It's awesome.
Now, Missy thinks she can tell someone's Italian by the way they sound. And even though you gave it away, do you think that MJA sounds Italian?
No.
Okay. Well, he is Italian.
I know. But I don't think he sounds
Italian. I'm sophisticated. There's a difference.
Right. Exactly.
Yes.
No, yeah. if you hear my I don't have the typical New England / Rhode Island, New York accent
right.
at all. I always felt very judged based upon my social standing and how poor my family was.
Okay.
And when I realized I was gay, I was always like, guys are going to judge me by the way I dress and the way I look and the way I speak, so I'm not going to sound like anybody in my family at all.
Holy shit, something just hit me. You said when you masturbated, you watched a video. Was it straight porn?
Yes.
So you didn't know when you didn't know at that age that you were gay?
No. I just saw what happened in the video at the end.
You just saw that there was nothing but black girls and you were like, no, I'm going to be gay.
Black girls turned you gay.
No. I wasn't sexual at all until I accidentally saw the video.
Okay. Okay.
And then I saw the penetration and I was like, oh my God, the penis is going inside that girl's vagina, because I knew what those body parts were.
Right.
But I never sexualized them. And then when he pulled out and then he like jizzed and I was like, what the hell is that white stuff coming out of the dick? So then I went to the bathroom and I made myself hard and I just gave myself like two strokes and I came in like two strokes.
Wow.
And then I was just like, what the hell just happened to me? Oh my God, I think I just hurt myself. and then I like freaked out. And then the next day I told my brother and he told me what it was. And then I did it a bunch of times after that. And then my brother said if I wanted to watch any more of his videos, just go look at them. And then after a while, then I started lusting after the guy instead of the girl.
Okay.
And then when I realized what sexuality was, then I was like, oh no.
Now I'm going to ask you a serious question. I want to ask you a serious question. Do you believe that you can only be born gay, or do you believe that you can become gay?
You're born gay.
Definitely. There is no other way.
Yeah, no, there's no other way. Because I remember even before I even knew what sexuality was,
right.
And I would see, like, the Red Ranger from Power Rangers on TV, and I'd be like, I'd tell my sisters, I'd be like, do you think the Red Ranger's cute? And my one brother would turn around and be like, are you a fucking faggot? Why would you say that out loud? And I'd be like, what's a faggot? And he's like, you, stop talking.
No.
Like,
wait, is Chris your brother?
But I used to think that even cartoon character guys were cute when I was younger.
Oh, wow, you and Missy would get along great.
Like John Smith from Pocahontas, I'd be like, he's cute.
Okay, all right.
I did that too.
So that's a giveaway. Yeah, Missy was lusting after Pocahontas, and you were lusting after John Smith. I had to ask because we've had this discussion in the past, and I think that you can also become gay.
Yeah, if like Uncle Bad Touch is in the picture, of course. They can confuse you.
Wow. Well, yeah, I mean, there have been people that turn gay from molestation. Because
no,
it's like...
Yeah,
sexual abuse is fucked up.
I got punched in the face by a guy who totally was hitting on me, telling me I was cute. And then I tried to like make out with him. And he like went to kiss me and I kissed him back and then I grabbed him by the crotch and he punched me in the face and was like, I'm not fucking gay. And then I found out later he was molested.
Oh, wow. So he was just fucked up in the head.
Yeah. So, like, he didn't know what he wanted.
Oh, it sounded like he knew.
Dude, I was like, dude, you're a fucking 10. I'm a 10, you're a 2. You're going to punch me in the face, feel it.
Wow. Wow.
So then I realized, and then like, you know, so after that, somebody was like, he was molested as a kid, so he doesn't know what he wants. I was like, why would you let me go near him then? They were like, so. I'm like, not on my face, dude. He fucking punched me in the head.
Michael, we got to get you in the fucking studio. Is there any chance you're coming to Jersey in the near future?
Every time I make plans, something happens with work, or like my car breaks down, or I get an invite to like out of the state, and I end up spending my money on a flight somewhere else, and I go party all weekend and lose all my money. So
we can make a whole show of this. I could
I would love to. I'm dying to do a show with you guys. I have to like just fucking make a commitment. Jump down. I might. And worst part is, it's like I get motion sickness really easy. So train. Like the best thing I'd have to do is just jump on a plane and like jump on a plane somewhere, fly to you guys, and then just jump back. Because I got a bunch of frequent flyer miles I got to take care of.
Do it.
Yeah, you got to do it, man. This would be fun.
Yeah. I have a lot to say about a lot of things.
That's it's okay. That's all right. We could use the change of pace, too.
Well, no, and you guys totally, you guys always talk about a bunch of stuff where I'm just like, God damn it, why don't I ever catch them live? And I'm usually always working, so I
just put us on at work. Don't you have a computer?
Yeah, no, I'd rather be live, though. It's way more fun.
Okay.
Please, I have my, one of my best friends, her name's, I call her Nighttime Jenny, because that's the only time she ever comes out, and I have her listen to you guys a lot.
Oh, really?
She's like, let's go down there, and I'm like,
yeah, you could bring,
be a bad idea.
Nighttime Jenny?
You could bring Nighttime Jenny, fucking Daytime Tommy, whatever you want, it doesn't matter.
No, I got to make a trip to come see you guys. I would love to. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, dude, we're talking about doing like a like marathon show, like where we're going to try and just go as long as we can, right? Like 24 hours plus if it's possible. So that would be cool.
How many hours?
Like 24 hours plus.
Get the fuck out of here.
We're going to try it, man. Sometime down the road soon.
You got to get like you should have like a Riotcast wide marathon.
It's kind of tough to do though, because you got a lot of divas on this network that do other things like go on stage and try to tell jokes. So it's hard to get them on at the same time.
We could just have Luis J. Gomez on camera trying to blow dildos faster than Bailey J.
Sounds like we got a game show.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyways, I got to go back to work, actually.
All right, brother. Well, thanks for calling, man.
Yeah, no problem. I'm glad I caught you guys. The phone rang a bunch before. I was like, oh, hopefully they're live.
Yeah, dude, we're having, as always, we're having some fucking issues with sound and quality and shit like that. That's
I know. The sound sucks. I have a finger in my ear right now. I'm trying to like...
What? It's good the finger's only in your ear right now. It'd be weird.
My ear and my ass.
I was going to say, it'd be weird if it was otherwise, but...
All right, well, I'll catch you guys later. Have the rest of a good show.
All right, brother.
All right, take care, man.
Bye.
MJA checking in. He's a good dude. Yeah. I'll tell you what, man, just from the shit, like, see, I'm kind of curious to see how, like, see, he would have really good opinions about a lot of things that we talk about. Not just the gay straight thing, but like just in general, because he seems like he can relate to a lot of shit, which,
right.
You know, would be nice to get fresh perspective, you know, because shit gets like crazy here. I mean, I would love to see his reaction with her when she says some of the things.
It's probably very similar to ours.
No, we get violent. I think
it'll be like, what the fuck is she talking about?
He probably would just be like,
it's the Dego in him. That's all we need is another fucking Italian on the show.
Another violent Italian.
He might punch Missy in the face.
Might.
Nah, I doubt it. So, okay, so he says, you're born gay.
I also agree with that.
Okay.
It kind of sucks, like, for gay people, I feel. Because...
Why? Because they don't have a choice?
No,
you always
have
a choice.
No, you're like...
You have a choice. You do both.
Yeah, but I would, most likely, a lesbian wouldn't want to get involved with someone like me because...
Why?
I'm both. Because I'm not really gay. And most of the time they want a gay person.
Let me ask you guys something, all right? So if say you know a guy, right, who fucks guys,
mm-hmm.
okay, but he also fucks girls.
I know guys like that.
Okay, is he gay?
Yeah,
of course.
Okay, but how come when a girl can do both, she's not gay?
Because it's
no,
hot.
Because when
she's bi.
If a gay, I mean, I guess we would have to ask MJA, but a gay man. Usually they don't want to date bi men. They want to date all gay men.
Okay. All right.
Yeah,
all right,
you know
sure.
what I mean?
Yeah, except for the ones that were raped against their will. But
yeah. Well, that causes, like, you just have a weirdness with sex then.
Your right. favorite uncle actually had a boner every time you sat on his lap.
That's fucking disturbing. I just don't understand the stigma. Like, guys are automatically gay if they like guys and girls.
I don't think that.
Whereas women can kind of slide away from the being gay.
It's because of the whole like guy macho bullshit. Like, oh, you can bang 100 girls, but you suck one dick, you're a faggot. Yeah, it's
that's true.
No, because gay men aren't gay men are looked down upon more than gay women.
Right.
Yeah.
You think we should get MJ to bring his
gay women
too?
Are more of a punchline. Gay women are more of a punchline for a funny joke, where gay men, like, people look down upon gay men.
Really? I don't see many funny things about gay women as they do about gay men.
Oh, you always talk about their dicks.
Oh, okay.
But, like, people don't hate gay women the way they hate gay men.
It's less taboo for women than it is for men, for sure.
Yeah, it's like it's so much more socially acceptable.
I don't agree with it. I think that it's fine either way.
I don't know. I don't get it.
Man.
I don't get it.
It's disgusting with two guys. But two girls is beautiful.
Yeah, but you know what, though? Even that gets fucking nauseating after a while, especially when they're not beautiful.
Yeah.
It's like,
two butches.
Yeah.
No, I didn't say that. I said if they're not beautiful. In other words, if they're average looking or whatever, you know, I could do without.
Yeah.
I could do without two fucking girls sucking face. You know, if they're like...
Well, it's like old news now. You've seen
if they're
times.
Really ugly, though, it's just like, I want to shoot them with a trank gun.
Well, yeah, if they're like, disgusting, they're disgusting.
If it was a woman and a man and they were really ugly kissing, you would have the same reaction, I would have supposed.
I would, but it wouldn't be as bothersome because it'd be like, all right, well, they deserve each other. Look how fucking horrible they are. You know what I mean? They're perfect for each other. But if it's, I don't know.
Two hot chicks make an ounce fucking hot.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I guess I'm kind of over the lesbian thing. Let's be honest. I'm kind of over the lesbian thing. It's not as fun as it used to be. It's like, all right, you know. I'm more worried about me and a woman.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
because it's like new and like.
If I see two women together, I'm just like, what the fuck? There's perfectly good small cock right here. Chris, why are you looking down?
I was looking at my small cock.
Oh man, you guys want to take a break?
Yeah
I gotta pee.
So do I.
Sorry, you guys could have spoke up sooner, you know.
We were talking about your small cock.
Thanks a lot. Alright, okay, this isn't working. The fuck.
You want me to play some music?
You have music lined up? Forget it.
Alright, how about this?
That works.
Okay. Hey, let's talk about Tweaked Audio.
Okay.
What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about their great deal?
Yes. The fuck?
Of course. Talk about their amazing colors.
Do you know what their amazing colors are yet, miss?
I know that there's 7.
Yes.
Good call.
That's a good start.
Ding!
Let's guess the colors.
Okay.
One at a time.
Pink.
Ding!
What's the next one?
White.
Go to tweakedaudio.com, type in the code word jerks. 33% off, not fucking 10%, not 15%, not even 20%, 33% off and free shipping. And you can pick from 7 different colors, red, blue, green, yellow, pink, black, silver,
ding,
and wood grain. And there's also 7 styles. Tweaked.
Ding.
PB.
Ding.
California.
Ding.
Parkour.
Ding.
Parkour 2.
Ding.
Classic.
Ding.
Natural.
Ding.
Those are the different styles.
You're right. You're goddamn right.
And they also come in 2 different features. Mic'd.
And unmic'd.
And unmic'd. Yes. In case you want to talk on your phone, get the mic'd. If you don't, just want to listen to shit, don't get it.
Ding.
Right. Works with all MP3 players.
Ding.
All Apple.
Ding.
All Android.
Ding.
And most phones.
Ding.
It's always good for that windbag over there. Just laughing.
One of these days, he's going to have a heart attack.
Exciting deals. Again, go to tweakedaudio.com.
Ding.
Type in cohort jerks.
Ding.
Get 33% off.
Ding.
Free shipping.
Ding.
It's worth it.
Ding.
It's amazing.
Ding.
All right, we're done.
Nope.
Yeah, we're back. Whew. Ty's walking up those steps.
So you're going to give Missy a Roman helmet?
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Okay, let me tell you.
You don't know what a Roman helmet is? So so let's say you're laying down on a bed, right?
Okay.
Okay. And your head is at the edge of the bed.
Okay.
What Marco's going to do is he's going to put his balls in your eye sockets, and he's going to let his dick dangle down your nose.
You never see what a Roman helmet looks like?
No. What's the purpose of that?
I would Google it and show you a picture, but I don't know what'll come up.
What's the purpose of doing that?
It's for fun.
Oh.
It's for fun.
For nothing that'll fun for the guy.
It's like Arabian goggles, except your dick doesn't go over her nose.
What the fuck is Arabian goggles?
You just put your balls in her eye sockets.
That's it.
Yeah. Do you like chocolate?
Yeah.
All right. So then one of them two can dip their balls in chocolate pudding and then dip them in your eye sockets and give you a bandit mask.
Oh, my God.
Bandit mask.
People don't really do this shit, right? It's
sure
just
they do.
Fun stuff you make up?
No, it's fun stuff to do.
Why would it be fun to have balls in my eyes?
Not for you.
Yeah, the purpose is not to entertain you. It's to entertain
you. You get an HPV of the eye?
I don't think so. HPV of the eye?
That's a weird fucking question.
Because HPV can live on the balls.
Well, I guess it could live on your eyes then. I don't know.
Oh, my God. I saw this thing the other day.
Mm-hmm.
I read this article, and it was this chick left her contacts in for 6 months.
Ew.
Yeah.
They glued their fucking eyeballs, right?
They, like, no, fused. When they took them off, these amoebas had dug little holes into her eyes, and now she's blind.
What the fuck was that?
That was my horror.
And it made me think of that, like, trichophobia or whatever it's called.
I can't see.
Disgusting.
God damn it.
It's where you have this, like, you, like, fear of holes. Like, like, oh, I can't even think about it.
So,
like,
not gay or straight.
No, like,
asexual.
God, I don't even want to think about
it. Fucking whore.
Jesus.
That wasn't directed to her, Jim.
No, I know.
You little hoe.
Was that what it was?
That probably was.
Fuck you, you fucking whore.
I can't ever say the word properly.
Trichophobia
or something, and it's fucking. It's these holes, like honeycombs.
Ew.
Honeycombs.
Yeah.
With
and
the cereal?
Like, yeah, man, dude. It's so gross. Like, it makes me want to... I won't be able to eat meat for, like, 2 days now. I don't know why. It makes me not want to eat meat.
It's a fucking vegetable.
Trypophobia.
Trypophobia.
And it's... The like, Wikipedia, like... definition of it is that it's just like a fear of holes, but if you like Google it and then Google images,
mm-hmm. I don't want to say it.
Yeah, it's so much, but it makes me think of that because all these germs got into her, like, from not
I
taking
guess.
Her time.
How does she not change them for 6 months?
I mean, honestly,
weren't they fucking irritating her at some point?
I've done that. I've
six
gone,
months.
I don't think as long as 6 months. But I used to sleep in my contacts all the time. But
okay,
I would
but
clean
like,
them when I got out, you know?
But you took them out and cleaned them.
Yeah, I took them out and cleaned
so
them
you,
pretty
yeah,
often.
Yeah, this sounds like this girl never took them out.
No, for 6 months, they said.
Oh,
she's blind.
Jesus.
Jesus Christ.
They burrowed, the amoebas burrowed holes into her
eyeball. That's disgusting. That is disgusting. Well, that settles it. I'll never get contacts.
Yeah, well, you just clean them.
No, fuck it. I'm not
I clean mine really good. I go through so much contact lens solution, and I change them all the time.
Nah, I can't.
But I also give my eyes a break. Like, I'll wear glasses for a while, and then I'll wear contacts again, and then I'll wear glasses. I go back and forth. Just keep my eyes healthy.
If I ever need them, like, full time, I'm just going to get glasses. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
I'm not getting contacts. Or I'll just do the LASIK thing.
No,
I'd rather do that than have fucking bacteria living on my fucking eyeballs.
And burrowing holes in your eyeballs.
Yeah, fuck that.
Jesus.
Yeah, I would just wear glasses. I don't think I would ever get the LASIK. I mean, when you were describing it last week, I don't think I could.
LASIK sound. I watched somebody get it done before, like not physically, like in the same room, but on the internet. Mm. And I would never fucking be able to do it.
Was it on pay-per-view?
No, I used to watch all these, like I watch a facelift get done. I watch boob jobs. I watch, like, a tummy tuck. And there's, like, this surgery channel where you could watch all this stuff.
Yeah, vaginoplasty.
I never watched that. I feel like that would be scary.
I don't want to see that.
I don't want to see that. But, like, facelifts were really interesting. Mm-hmm. They looked very, very painful.
And they look stupid.
Yeah, they look horrible. But when they get it done, they put this thing, they cut a line on your forehead like that.
Yeah.
And then they put this thing that looks like a light bulb. And they put it underneath your skin and they like to even the skin out before they pull it back. It's fucking insane.
I used to watch Nip Tuck and they showed a lot of
showed a lot of that on
That was a good show, actually.
That was a great show.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the boob jobs, I watched a boob job through an armpit. Underneath and through the nipple. And the nipple one was probably the one that looked the... Because they were just shoving it
in. But doesn't
in
that
there.
One look always the best out of all of them?
The, yeah, because it's the least scarred.
Right.
But they get these big bags and they have this tiny hole. Wow. And they're stuffing it through the hole. Oh, boobs, man. It looks so painful.
Nasty.
But I mean, you're asleep. But I can't imagine the amount of pain
when you wake
afterwards.
Up.
Yeah. The pain afterwards has got to be insane.
The milk's gotten bad!
Titty balls.
Oof. God.
Hey, we got an email. I want to read you a quick email.
Yeah, go ahead.
New listener here. Love you guys. Give the Potato King a motherfucking shout out, bitches. Go lick a potato. Potato King out. All hail the potato.
What the fuck?
Well, who's the Potato King?
The Potato King.
Is that his email?
That's his email.
You want to give it its address and phone number?
Yeah, and then he says, the Potato King needs to know when your next episode is coming out. I need to harvest my crop.
That is the bizarrest email ever.
Yeah, I don't...
Stop speaking on anagrams.
The Potato King.
The Potato King makes me sound smart.
No, he doesn't.
The Potato King sucks at life.
And then Zeke Teak had...
We have seven listeners. Yeah. You're going to insult one of them?
Right. Don't do that. We already got rid of one. Zeke Teak had a message for you.
Bob. Okay.
Please don't try to acquire weed while in Mexico, even where you're going. I don't know whether you will or definitely, but you will get busted. Dealers do work with police down there.
Going to. Don't worry.
Okay. He's just helping you out. He's worried for
your
well-being.
I appreciate that. Yeah. No need to worry. It's not going to happen.
Don't worry about it, Zeke Teak.
I'll just drink and, you know.
Veg.
Drink and then whatever, you know, they use for ice down there, I'll just shit my fucking brains out.
Oh, yeah. Definitely, man. And it's a different shit. I remember going to Mexico. It's a different type of shit, too, man.
Yeah, it's baby shits.
Yes. It's, ugh.
Yeah. It's like the baby shits.
It's so worth it, though. The water, the food, the stuff they cook the food with.
You want to talk about amoebas with the shit they got in their fucking water?
Bam. They don't clean it as well as we do.
Well, I hear it's different now because they all use the filtration.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good. Now, Brita.
Yeah. Yeah, the Mexican version, though.
But, yeah.
Britana.
What?
Britana.
Putana.
Frittata? Is that what you are?
Britana.
Do you have to get shots?
For what?
Like, I don't know. So, you know, sometimes when you travel,
like
you
alcohol?
Have to get... No, like...
I'm not going to fucking Mozambique. The fuck's wrong with you?
I don't know if you had to get shots.
When you leave the country?
Yeah, you have to get shots.
No, yeah, you get shots of tequila.
It depends where
you
go.
Or like hay fever or something.
Not hay fever?
Not to Mexico.
Going to Mexico.
I don't know.
If you're going to Africa or like on the safari, that's different.
What about if you're going to Hawaii? Do you need to get shots?
No, but you definitely need a passport.
Gotcha.
Shut up.
How about Alaska? You need a passport?
She don't have all our marbles.
Shut up.
Don't be stupid.
God damn you.
Oh, God.
Sharp as a fucking cue ball.
You're just a woman with a small brain.
God damn it.
I hate you.
Why is everyone so fucking stupid?
Shut up.
No, I don't have to get shots to go to Mexico.
We got a moron here, isn't that
the
it?
Fuck, I don't know. I've never
been
to Mexico.
You're still going to get the shits. You're still
going probably,
shits.
Yeah.
It's almost inevitable down there.
Have you been to Mexico, Chris?
No.
Okay. And you get the shits.
For the most part, I did. I didn't get sick. I just had the chills.
I went twice, and the first time I got it bad.
Immediately?
No, it was like 2 days in.
That sucks.
And then the second time, I don't think I did. I think it was like one session. It was like I just evacuated it out and it was gone. But it didn't happen again. So that was years later. I was like almost 10 years later. Okay. So I'm thinking, oh, it got better down here. So now I'm going again 10 years later.
So it'll probably be really
hopefully.
Good.
Yeah.
Is the food good down there?
I don't remember. Not in Cancun. I mean, they had a Ruth's Chris Steakhouse the second time I went, which was interesting.
Jesus.
But, yeah, I don't think so.
If you go to all-inclusives, it all depends.
Yeah, we're going to an all-inclusive. Yeah. We're not going to Cancun anywhere. We're going to Riviera Maya. It's fucking gorgeous there.
Yeah.
It's only like 20 minutes from Cancun.
Yeah, we're going to land in Cancun and 15-minute drive to Riviera Maya.
Yep.
Yeah, it's going to be fucking sweet.
Is the ocean going to be real blue?
I think so. Yeah, yeah. I think that's part, awesome. It is blue. Yeah. Real blue.
I would like to go to an ocean where it's like that.
Blue?
Like
Jamaica's like got a nice ocean. Too. Yeah, Jamaica's got a nice ocean. Dominican Republic has a nice ocean.
I would like to go there.
Yeah.
You should take a trip, miss.
Yeah, stop going to all these stupid fucking concerts and pull your money to go.
Do you know I've stopped going to concerts, right?
You just went like 2 weeks ago.
To Firefly?
Yeah,
that was different. It's Firefly.
Oh.
It's a festival. It's different.
Festivus for the rest of us.
But no, I stopped going to
Yeah, concerts. Like you stop going to G-Eazy and fucking whatever.
It's like $20.
Whatever. $20. If you keep saving all that shitty concert money, you can go to fucking wherever you
want. I
don't
have a passport.
So you get a passport. What do you think? You're not eligible?
No, I just, smart doesn't enough. It take...
Is that a new game show? Are you smart enough for a passport?
Doesn't it take a long time to get a passport?
I better not, because I haven't got mine yet.
You better fucking go.
I know.
Well, see, it does take a long time.
I heard to get it quick, you got to pay more money, which I automatically do.
I think it's like $100.
It's more. For me, it's going to be more.
For what?
For passport. To get it expedited. Yeah.
Expedite it.
Yeah, I know. I know, relax, motherfucker.
The hell you fuck he's
like,
up.
It doesn't faze him. He's like, whatever.
Relax. I'm not going to go fucking now and get it. How am I going to get it now?
With what? Mm-hmm. My fucking toes?
On the internet?
No, you can't get it on the internet.
You can't?
No, you got to go in person. Or else everyone can get fucking...
Where do you go to get a passport?
They have those fucking county stores or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You go to the post office. Yeah. Do it. That's where I got mine.
Oh, you can go to post office?
Yeah.
That's cool.
But you're right. You have to pay.
Mm-hmm. To get it's like $90 if you have like 6 months before you leave. But if you need it within like a month, you got to pay like $200.
Okay. What if I don't plan on going anywhere? Can I still buy one?
Sure. Yeah. Okay. Of course you can.
You can use it as your ID at the airport. Your license.
Yeah. I do want to take a good trip somewhere. I'm just not really sure where yet.
We should do a Jersey Jerks destination vacation.
Yeah, that would be pretty awesome.
That's not going to happen.
No.
Can it be a kid-friendly resort?
Chris is like, no, because it's going to take time away from Vegas. I think you're addicted to Vegas.
I love that place, man.
Yeah, it shows.
I'm going to go to Kentucky in October, I think.
Why?
Festival.
What festival?
Some rock festival.
It's a concert.
Yeah. No, it's a festival.
Come on.
There's the friends there.
Dude.
What, the TV
body.
Show?
No, like.
I'll be.
I love Friends.
You are so not going.
Yeah. Friends is my favorite show of all time. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
Save
I know
your
everything about
so
Friends.
So glad you shared.
Go away. Broaden your horizons.
I want to go to Georgia.
Never mind.
I haven't barely seen the United States.
No, really.
I haven't barely seen the United States.
Fuck the United States. You're not missing anything. You are crazy. When you go out of this country for the first time, somewhere like tropical, somewhere nice, never going to fucking want to visit anywhere in the States. Trust me.
I don't believe that. It all depends on your taste. I'm not like a huge beach person, so
me,
going
me
to a
either.
Tropical place and sitting on the beach staring at the water for 8 hours isn't my fucking thing.
But that's not what you do when you go away to a resort. You don't just sit there and stare at the beach or the water.
There's tons of shit to
There's
do.
There's tons of shit to do.
I mean, I went to Jamaica with you guys. It was fun. But it was different.
That was different. That was for a wedding. That wasn't like a...
It was like there were 60 of us.
Yeah, there, exactly. You know? I mean, we had all friends there. It was like nothing different. When you go with a girlfriend, it's completely different. You know, or if you and a few friends, it's different. But I mean, there's at nighttime, there's clubs you can go to. You know, there's bars you can go to, just like anywhere else. But you're in a fucking nice fucking location. And during the day, you don't have to be on the beach.
See, I'm more like Missy. I'd love to see the United States.
All right, well, then use two fucking get married.
No, fuck you. Why do I got to get married to see the U.S.? To her.
I'm just saying, use two or two peas in a fucking retarded pod. You might as well go see the fucking country together. Fucking Georgia. I'm not going. And I went to Kentucky. It's fucking great if you're going during the Derby. Any other time of the year, what the
Did
fuck?
Did you
for?
Go during any other time of the year?
No, why would I?
I don't know.
Even the Culture? Fucking people that live there were like, you don't want to come here unless it's for the Derby.
I don't know.
It's the most fun.
I want to see more of the United States.
Okay.
I already saw Canada.
Get a globe.
I don't know. See, the thing is
go to Hawaii.
I do want to go
to United States.
She doesn't have a passport.
I know.
Shut up. I want to go to Australia.
Okay.
Yeah, I definitely want to go to Australia.
All right. You're never going, but okay.
Why?
I just don't. You're wasting your time with Georgia and Kentucky.
Well,
and
I mean, I looked into it. It's really expensive.
No fucking shit.
Yeah.
It is.
But that's why.
Off the world.
I'm doing what I can afford.
Gotcha.
But I do want to, like, jump off a waterfall. So I want to go somewhere where there's waterfalls.
Start with the bridge. See where we go. You could do that. There's places in the States where you can jump off a waterfall.
I know. I've done it before, but I want to go to, like, tropical place. Like, yeah. Where are they at? Did you ever see that movie with Timothy Oliphant? And it's like a perfect getaway or something like that. And it's him and, like, Mila Jovovich is in it. And
Jewish.
And that other guy that I don't remember his name.
I just peed a little.
No, I haven't seen it, but the way you're describing it, it sounds like the greatest fucking
pick,
movie
why
ever.
Why couldn't you pick, like, just go with it with Adam Sandler? Talk about a gorgeous fucking area they were at.
Because I don't want to go to...
They jumped off a nice fucking
I know. Waterfall. I don't want to go to, like, a resort. I want to go somewhere different.
Nowhere classy. Gotcha.
Let me tell you something. You are going to die. If you don't go someplace controlled and you just go in there blind without someone who knows their way around, you're going to die.
Just I wouldn't go without somebody.
Forget it, dude. You're right, Marco. It's like talking to a fucking woman.
You're going to die.
There's just nothing behind those eyes.
No, there is.
I swear to God.
No.
Come on.
There's just darkness.
Come on.
Darkness.
Anyway, in this, wherever they're at in this movie, I would want to go. I would also like to go to Hawaii.
Yeah, that's where I'd like to go.
I would like definitely like to go to Hawaii.
Aruba. That's like real high on my list. Aruba.
Jamaica.
Punta Cana is another
Been
one
there.
That I would want to go to.
Ooh, I want it.
Because it doesn't seem as touristy.
My girl's going there in October.
What, are you fucking kidding me?
It is. Is it as touristy?
What?
Is it very touristy?
It's like Jamaica. It's like all of them. They're all the same.
You leave the resort, you could probably get raped.
Yeah, you get murdered. Dominican Republic, they have fucking gorillas, and I'm not talking about the animals. The fucking, listen, when we went
I
to,
know,
when I went to
so many questions, I didn't know where to start.
Okay, well, let me give you a little tidbit, right? So when I went to Punta Cana, right?
Mm-hmm.
Landed at the airport, it was like a 2.5 hour drive to the resort, which sucked. We were on this fucking rickety bus, right? No bullshit. And as we're driving through the neighboring, don't want to call them towns. Let's call them.
Villages.
Yes. I saw some shit.
What'd
like,
you say?
I saw, like, fucking dudes walking around. No. You know what? It would actually feel more at home if I saw machine guns. I saw, like, dudes walking around with bloody machetes hanging off their fucking belts. And I'm like, where is whatever they caught? You know what I mean? Like, where's, like, the animal that they butchered? Now I'm thinking they killed people.
you know? It's just so fucking third world. It's disgusting. Like, it got to a point where I started, like, lifting my shirt over my nose and mouth because I thought I would get some airborne virus. You know, I'm like, oh, God, we're going to fucking die. It is disgusting. The neighboring towns, like, close on the way to the resorts are fucking scary. You think Camden is bad? Camden is fucking Disney World compared to these places.
Jesus Christ.
It's lawless
for the most part.
Pretty much. Pretty much. You can do whatever the fuck you want. Whatever you want. I saw a fucking toddler with a fucking leash around a goat pulling a goat, and I'm like, the fuck is going on here?
Like, it was his pet.
Dude.
It was probably dinner.
Could have been his dad for all I fucking know.
That's how they are over there, though.
So are the resorts, like, walled off with, like, 20
pretty much,
feet walls?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Security. They don't really bother the resort.
I'll tell you what. Well, they can't really get to it. Yeah. Most of them, they can't get to it. But the one we were at in Punta Cana, if you walked far enough, because our resort was connected to other resorts, almost like its own island, which was kind of cool. But if you walk inland as far as you can, you'll end up hitting a fucking 20-foot-high steel cage with electrical barbed wire around the top. And it, like, gives you the warning that, you know, it's electrical fence. And it tells you, do not go over the fence. And they even tell you what's on the other side. Gorillas, the GU kind. I mean, it's really fucked up.
That's scary.
It is scary. And as you're driving closer and closer to the resort, you can actually see armed guards, like, with machine guns, you know, that they protect. So I'm like, wow, it's like we're in the middle of a war zone. Like, how
that doesn't sound relaxing.
Oh, no. When you're in the resort, you don't know. It's like you're in another world. You're just like, this is great. There's, like, nothing there to bother you. Nothing.
Are they, like, packed with a bunch of people, though?
No.
That's good.
No. Like, first of all, their pools are ridiculously large to the point where they surround the entire resort. So there's plenty enough room for three times the amount of people that go to all the resorts in just one pool.
Okay.
You'll never feel like you're too crowded. There's too many people near you. You can literally have 100 feet of water between you and the next person in the pool.
That's cool.
I mean, it's, you know, it's like kind of like a lazy river, but way wider.
Oh, awesome.
You know what I mean? And there's, like, a pool bar at each, like, section of this long-ass fucking pool, which is nice. Like, the one in Jamaica wasn't that big. No. But it did kind of wrap around, it was weird. It kind of, like, canaled around our resort. And there was, like, that little walking bridge over to one. And then there was that one pool bar we hung out at the whole time. But, I mean, it was still nice. I mean, it wasn't that crowded when we were there.
Can you not go in the ocean?
Sure you can. Yeah, oh, yeah, you can. The ocean's great. You can go fucking neck deep and still see your feet. It's awesome. It's crystal clear.
Is there sharks?
I didn't see any.
Okay. Did you go snorkeling?
No. No.
Immediately.
Lots of people swimming up there. What the fuck was that?
Snorkeling's freaky.
And you know, the other cool thing too is not like a buttload of seaweed like there is off the Jersey Shore.
Yeah, that's
and so you don't have to worry about
needles. You don't have to worry about needles.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about that kind of shit.
Tampons, baked diapers.
Yeah, man of war fish, jellyfish. You don't see many of that.
Do you see any fish?
You can.
Yeah,
you
by your feet.
Yeah, some of them do, depending on where you are. But they're the pretty ones.
Okay. Like
they're not like fucking shit. Yeah, it's not like piranhas.
When you go snorkeling, you see the piranhas.
Snorkeling. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
At least I did. I was like, pointing down like, fuck. Fuck this, man. Like, no, it don't bother you. Fuck this.
Yeah, right. Fuck that.
The whole school of them.
Fuck you, dude. I smell like burgers.
They can feed on me for months. Fuck that, man.
That piece of shit.
Yeah, you'll see sharks. You'll see everything. Not the kind that want to eat you, like lemon sharks.
It's a lemon shark.
They eat lemons.
It's like a betta fish.
What's a lemon shark?
I don't know. What do they call them? A lemon shark? Sand shark?
I know sand shark.
All right.
They're from the Middle East. Mm-hmm.
The lemon sharks. They go with the tequila sharks. You'd be good to go. Don't worry about
it.
The salt sharks.
Broaden your horizon, man. Go away somewhere.
That doesn't sound like it's broadening just, my horizons, to be honest with you. Okay, all right. Yeah. It sounds like it's relaxing. It yes.
It
but
is
doesn't sound like
that's all I'm looking forward
like
to.
Broadening my horizons.
Ziplining.
I would like to do that.
Lining, there's parasailing. Yeah. There's
I would not parasail.
Jet skating.
We're going to go to the Mayan ruins. We're definitely doing that. That's going to be fucking cool as shit.
Where are you
that's
doing
like,
that?
Dude, that's like a 2 hour, 2.5 hour drive.
No, it's not.
You're doing
no,
that?
No, it's not. Yeah.
I don't know where they took me, but that was like a 2.5 hour drive.
That's cool.
From Riviera Maya. Yeah. No. First of all, it's not even a drive. It's a boat trip.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. It's fucking like it's an all day thing.
You're going there.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. Talk about broadening your horizons.
Yeah, that's cool.
You know, instead of going and looking at all the fucking peach trees in Georgia, I'm going to be going
can
to
can you pick up a Mayan calendar for me, please?
Sure, no problem. I think it ended.
That's last year's calendar.
Yeah. Are you going to be able to walk on them?
Yeah, man. We
do
get
they
to walk,
let you do that?
Yeah, you get to walk in them, throw them on the fucking steps to go all the way up. Yeah, man. That's fucking cool.
That's cool.
Fucking right.
Yeah, that's really cool. Riviera Maya, where's that? In Mexico?
Italy.
Shut up.
Greece.
In Mexico.
Greece. Welcome to the Riviera Maya. Spaghetti and meatballs? Yeah, Mexico.
That's cool. I'd like to do that.
Yeah, man. You'd be surprised what you can do if you go to these places. It's not all about just sun and fun. You can find shit to do. I mean, I didn't go when we all went on that cruise. But there was – did you guys go to Atlantis, the Bahamas?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
See, I didn't go that day. It wasn't feeling good. I missed out on that, and I heard that's fucking nice.
Atlantis is the underwater city.
Yeah, we went to the underwater city, hung out with the
– Yeah, I mean, it's the concept, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think there was, like, water people walking.
The Little Mermaid was there.
Shut up.
Marco almost died. He ran out of oxygen, and we had to change his tank real quick.
Yeah, it was scary.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you think about it. You're playing slots of shit underneath the water. It's tough.
What?
Yeah, playing craps was the hardest. Throwing the dice under
the
water.
Throwing the dice. To the top. Horrible.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Why don't you just keep going?
Come on, man. Atlantis is the resort.
With the Michael Jackson suite.
With the Michael Jackson suite. Okay. It's modeled
after
the city
of Atlantis.
I thought you were
like, talking
about
the lost city of Atlanta.
Yeah, that's where we went. We took a scuba trip.
I didn't know if they had like...
I lost my shoe.
I didn't know if you had like an area where you could like...
Yeah, we took a submarine down.
No, not like that. Like,
looking for a
this is
a
where it
mouth.
Would be or something.
Same submarine that found the Titanic.
You stupid
no, it was,
cunt.
I thought it was the yellow submarine you guys were on.
Oh, the Beetle.
Hey, I know the yellow submarine. All right. is Atlantis owner. Around this resort?
I don't think so. I mean, I don't know.
I'm going to look into it.
My girlfriend was just there. Resort? She was just there. She went... on a cruise back in June.
Did she have fun?
Yeah, she's been there before. I think they fucking know her. All the water people.
I want to see the Mayans ruins. That's awesome.
No, we're not seeing the Mayans. We're seeing their ruins.
I want to see that. That's cool.
It's cool.
I don't think there is anything as cool as Atlantis, though.
I'll tell you what. In
crazy.
My
it's
fucking
huge.
Experience, I think the coolest thing I ever saw was the Colosseum in Rome.
Okay.
That was fucking awesome.
Was it real big?
No, it was miniature. I had to look at it.
No, but I mean, it crumbled over time. Like, is it still, like, really big?
No, it didn't.
I thought a piece of it crumbled.
Where do you get your facts?
I don't know.
Dr. Seuss.
Is it all perfectly intact still?
Not perfect. I mean, yes,
well,
it's aged. But it didn't fucking crumble.
Not to
you
the
psychopath.
Fucking ground. Just a little bit.
You didn't say that in the beginning, just so you know.
God damn you.
You
never
fucking
cunt.
Were there gladiators and lions?
Yeah, they were frozen. They were just... get back.
Listen, okay, let me clarify.
Yeah, clarify.
You know when you walk into the retard. Wells Fargo Center?
Yeah, it started to crumble.
Yes.
Is it big like that?
Yeah, it's like Indiana Jones. A big boulder followed us out.
Is it big like that is what I'm saying? Or is it bigger?
It's bigger.
Okay.
It's fucking huge.
So it's like a football stadium.
It's bigger.
Did it have the goalpost up?
No, they crumbled.
Yeah, they crumbled.
Shut the fuck up.
The only thing I didn't like about it, it's not like what you saw in Gladiator where there's that big open field in the middle. Mm-hmm. It has all kinds of like vegetation and stuff, mm-hmm. like, you know, it's moss and grass and all kinds of stuff. And they put like pieces that were in the concourse area that you walk around. They used to have like, I don't know, I guess like small like beams where they would put stuff on it.
Okay.
You know, like kind of like
statues and shit.
Yeah. They put them all in the center. Like they took all the stuff instead of getting rid of it or leaving where it was because people can't walk around with that shit there. Plus, they didn't want anyone breaking it. You know what I mean? Or else they'd have to build like a fucking glass wall. What's the point of that? They put it all in the center of the thing and it's now all covered in vegetation. So it looks kind of funky like that. But it's still cool though to walk out the concourse and like look down where like everybody sat and to see where the field was. And you're thinking, God, fucking 1,000 years ago, fucking people were battling here. Like it's crazy to think that, you know? It's just, it's nuts.
Was it expensive to go to?
I didn't pay a dime. My family lives there.
What was the admission into the...
I don't fucking remember. That's what I mean. No. It's probably like a... I don't know.
Probably 20, 30 bucks.
Yeah, I don't think it's that much money. No. It's in the middle of fucking Rome.
Where could you walk in the Colosseum? Like, could you go down to like where the...
Because there's a drop. There's a far drop onto the field.
Right, but you can't walk... Yeah, I would assume there's steps somewhere to get down there.
No, you can't get on the field... Like I said, there's too much stuff and vegetation, so you'd literally you wouldn't even see where you were walking because it's like knee deep in fucking vegetation. You know,
why wouldn't they take care of that and have you?
No Mexicans cut the grass.
No Mexicans in Italy.
I mean, it looks funky, but I don't think they want. Which I don't.
I'm not a cut in the fucking grass.
Look what I do.
I'm making a sauce. Well, you cut the grass. What the fuck? I don't know why they never took care of it. I don't know why they wouldn't let people walk on there. I think at one point you could, but now, well, at least when I went in 97, it's been a while. I don't know what it looks like now, but I know the place doesn't change much in a couple thousand years. So
it crumbled a little bit more since you were there.
Yeah, just a little crumbling. Yeah, that was really cool. That was my favorite. It was, and you know,
you get into the seats where people sat?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. There's one section where you can go into and kind of walk around the seating area kind of thing because the rest of them are kind of closed off. They don't want everyone just...
Right.
Because, see, that's the thing. You bring kids or just fucking stupid people go, they'll try to run up into the field. They're trying to jump down onto the... You can't do that, you know? So it's, like, controlled to be in the seats and everything. But the concourse area is wide open, you know? They have, like, this one... There's like a certain side of it. There's like a huge entrance. I guess that's where they brought like, I don't know what they fucking brought through there. Like elephants. It's such a big fucking door. Like doors that open like this are like made of steel.
Shit.
It's fucking crazy. It's like, wow, look at that. Look at the size of these fucking doors. Like you would think they were rolling in like, you know, I don't know, 30 foot animals into this fucking thing. The doors were ginormous, man. They were fucking huge. I'm like, wow, this is crazy. But just the history, you know, the history.
Oh,
That was cool. That was real. And Venice, I think, was a fucking awesome sight, too.
Did you go on boats and shit?
I didn't go on the boats, no. I actually got really sick. I had, like, something bad, like, flu-ish. Really fucking bad.
I would like to go to Greece.
Yeah. Yeah, you better go soon because apparently they're trying to get rid of all the black people.
Oh, yeah.
Remember we talked about that?
Mm-hmm.
The Grecians.
Yeah, they got a lot of history I'd like to see, too.
I mean,
they have a lot of cool shit there. So, you know, but yeah, I have to say Italy for me was probably the best. Just historic-wise and, like, things to do and see, like Mount Vesuvius, that was fucking crazy. There's a fucking active volcano in the middle of a fucking city. Like, you see it everywhere you go. There's a fucking volcano. When you look up, it's just like, oh, my God. Like, what if this thing fucking erupts? We're all dead.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's right fucking there, you know?
It's an active, I'm assuming.
Smoke comes out of it 24/7. There's always shit coming out of it.
It's going to erupt one day.
It's active. No, it's active. It hasn't erupted in a long fucking time, but it's active. there's still shit in there. Lava.
Lava.
Lava, as Travolta would say. He didn't have any lava. Magma. Liquid magma. Yeah, it's. I thought that was really cool. I would love to see other countries like that, you know. Greece. Perfect example. Have no intentions of going to France. Mm-mm. Really don't care about the Eiffel Tower. Hopefully it burns
down.
I would
like to go to France.
Would you?
Yeah.
No intention of going.
Yeah, I have not.
I still got to go to Italy. No.
Mm-mm. No, I wanted to go to Germany this year for Oktoberfest, but I just couldn't put it together.
That would be cool.
Yeah. I was trying to put together a Europe trip. I wasn't going to do Italy because I think you just need too much time to see Italy.
You do.
There's a lot. Right?
Yeah. The way I was planning it was...
unless you picked one destination in Italy.
Yeah, I think I would want to see four or five different cities in Italy.
Yeah. Rome and Venice are the two you want to see the most. They're probably the...
Yeah, like
the most significant.
If I was going to include Italy on this trip, it would have probably been Rome.
Yeah, well, you got the Vatican.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you're religious or not, it's a hell of a fucking sight.
Yeah.
And just honestly, Rome itself is such a beautiful fucking city. It's like what New York should be, and what LA should be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's fucking nice. A lot of fucking traffic, just like LA and New York. But, man, is it fucking nice. The history. Everywhere's history. You still see cobblestone in the fucking road. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, it's fucking nice. So, I mean, I would definitely include that in your Euro trip.
Yeah. The way I was looking, I wanted to go London, Dublin, Madrid.
Are you from Ireland?
Why wouldn't you want to go to Dublin for a day or two?
No. I was doing the joke from from Ireland because you said Dublin. My girlfriend wants to go to Ireland. I'm not really a big fan of it.
Night or two. Max.
Yeah, I don't see the point. It's all grass. It's all green.
Supposed to be a lot of great bars in Ireland.
Yeah, I also hear they have a fucking game over there too where they beat the tourists.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll pass.
I want to see the Blarney Stone.
Barney Rubble?
The purple dinosaur?
Blarney.
Oh, Blarney. Sorry.
That's in Ireland. I don't know. I
plan on taking a trip to Runnymede.
Shut up.
See the historic trailers?
No, there's not one single trailer in Runnymede.
I want to see the historic...
You're right, they're all prefab homes.
I want to see the school that she went to. That's what I want to see.
Go Mustangs.
I wouldn't mind going to Japan.
Yeah.
Or China.
No, I have zero interest.
Yeah. I would love to. I think it's so fascinating.
No, but we're going to go from London, Dublin, Madrid, Munich, Berlin, Amsterdam.
Amsterdam, I want to see.
I'm dying to go.
I want to go to Amsterdam, too. That's actually something me and her were talking about. Going to Amsterdam for like a week. Be nice. I'd be coming back completely different. Baked like a fucking cake.
A guy I work with.
I'd be just staring at Missy.
A guy I work with, he used to work for a company whose main headquarters was in Amsterdam. Mm. And he used to have to go once a year for training. He said it's the greatest time of your life.
Mm, I bet. Wow. Hamster, goddamn. Hamster. I would love to go there. I always wanted to go there. Mm. Not just from movies, just from like things. If you actually like look up Amsterdam online, mm-hmm, and read like all the stuff that there is to do and like certain, you know, facts about or whatever, it's fascinating. It's absolutely that in the fucking pot's got to be great.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it's one of the reasons why I'm looking to sell my house next year. I want to go to Europe.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's one of the reasons why I'm looking to get out.
Because I mean, back through Europe,
I like to do like 2 weeks.
When Chris comes home, he's going to be living on the street.
Listen, I'm not gonna go to Europe for 5 days. Obviously. If you're gonna go, you go for 2 weeks.
At least 2 weeks, man.
It's not worth the flight.
Hell, it's not even long enough to be in Italy for 2 weeks, let alone all of Europe.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
you know what I mean.
Never hit all of Europe.
No, you know what I mean.
But the
places you picked, 2 weeks, mm-hmm, not enough. There's no way.
I was
you're
going
to have to
like,
cut like 3 cities out of there.
No.
Yeah.
I was talking like 2 days max in each city.
There's no way. There's no way you're going to fucking pull that off.
Why?
Because you'll be literally going in and out of the cities without doing a fucking thing. There's going to be like 2 or 3 cities where you really will
do. It's going to be a travel day.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
You'll be doing nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know.
mean, if you can't spend time in it, there's no point in doing that. If you cut it down to, like, say, three cities in 2 weeks, that's good. You get ample amount of time, three cities. Then the following year, you pick different three cities. You know what I mean? Like, it just...
Well, yeah, the following year, if you're fucking rich, you can afford fucking $10,000 vacations every year.
I got that, but you don't have to fly to each one. Some of them you can take trains to.
Yeah, I was looking at the train schedule. Some of them just long as shit.
Really?
It's not like movies where, you know, they...
It'd be scoozy.
It was like... I was looking at the train schedule. It was like 12 hours from Munich to Berlin.
Berlin?
Yeah, like seriously, a lot Never of them were Berlin. Overnight travel.
Berlin?
No, Berlin. Never Berlin.
Berlin.
Yeah, and the flights were like an hour. Like, I could do...
The flights.
Yeah, I could do the flight. I mean, it's more expensive that way, but...
Go to Bratislava.
Fuck that.
Miami Vice, number one new show.
Start your own hotel with a nickel.
Yeah. I quit.
I start my own hotel.
Yeah, let me know how the absinthe is.
How what?
Absent.
If I remember, I'll let you know.
Yeah. I hear that's where you're going to... Don't do it here. Do it there. It's here, it's like nothing.
The green fairy. Right.
What the fuck did I do last night? Yeah, man. I hear that shit's fucking wild. And you actually, if you want to, you can actually do it. They actually put... Somebody told me that they went to Amsterdam... And had absinthe, and they actually took a, what do you call those little droplet thingies? Things where you can, like an eyedropper, okay. I guess. Something, yeah, whatever. And they'll put it on a sugar cube for you if you don't want to actually drink it.
Jeez.
They'll actually take it. Yeah. Because they, you know, absinthe is pretty potent. So they'll tell you, if you want to ease into it, we'll just put it on a sugar cube for you, see how you feel.
Get you drunk and get diabetes. Great.
It's Amsterdam, man. Anything goes. Fuck it. Man. God, I can't wait to get the fuck out of here. It's been so long since I've been out of this fucked up country. I don't ever want to fucking come back either. I'm just going to look there and be like, let's just fucking stay here.
You're not going to live on the resort.
Get jobs. Be a fucking waiter.
They gotta live somewhere. They gotta go off and live in the huts.
Hey, man, where do you think the fucking people that work there live?
Yeah, they live in the huts.
No, they don't. Some of them actually live on the resort. They have separate quarters. It's like a fucking cruise ship. Where do you think the people, they fucking go back into the ocean when they're done working?
They leave the resort and go back to their town.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Depending where you go, it's not a...
I mean,
not
some of them aren't in driving
distance. I was going to say, some of them you can't get. There is no other town.
I'm sure they got, like, dorms and stuff.
Yeah, they'll probably have, like, facilities for the people. Who cares? You're going to be right at the fucking resort. You're there all the time. How fucking awesome is that? It's like, you know, people that are, like, tour guides in other countries. They get to meet fucking different people all the time. Mm-hmm. If you're a single guy, you can fucking bang chicks from all over the world that show up.
Take advantage of the tourists.
Fucking right. Imagine that.
Be nice.
Do whatever the fuck you want.
Map on the tourists.
What do you guys think? Looks like you already shut down your fucking computer.
Mark already started his car.
Nobody's calling. I mean,
remote start. I heard that go off too. You guys want to end it, or you want to keep going?
End it.
End it.
End it, bitches.
The end.
The motherfucking end. Go ahead. Take us out.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening to the Jersey Jerk Show. We will be back next week. Don't forget to find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and download the Ryecast app. Smooches.
Bye, nigga!
Don't forget to donate.
Please donate. Yeah.
Cheap bastards.
We're poor.
You know I can be found.
The motherfucking stand.
I'm all alone. If you can't come around, at least please telephone. Don't be cruel.
This concludes our broadcast day. Click.